The Deadly Plot. So David prevailed over the Philistine giant, Goliath, with a sling and with a stone, and struck the Philistine.
Your Majesty.
What happened?
Your Majesty, David was running toward the giant down there in the valley, and suddenly David stopped, reached into that shepherd's bag of his for a stone, put it in his sling, and slung it at the giant. Goliath stopped, reached out as though he was struck with sudden blindness, staggered for a moment, then fell to the ground.
He did that. Huh?
David sprang forward and with both hands pulled out the giant's sword from its sheath and slew him.
Yes, he killed him.
When the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled.
Abner, command our armies to engage the Philistines in battle at once.
And the men of Israel and Judah, with shouts for the victory, pursued the Philistines as far as Gath and the gates of Ekron.
Father, Abner has returned from the pursuit and wishes to see you.
Send him in, Jonathan.
Abner, commander-in-chief of all his royal armies, reporting to his majesty, great and mighty king.
Come forward, Abner.
Long live the king.
You bear good news?
The best, your majesty. The enemy have been routed and completely defeated.
And where is the young man who slew the giant? And whose son is he?
I cannot tell you whose son he is. But I have brought him here, your majesty.
Jonathan, go bring him in.
Yes, father.
I must find out about his family before I can consider letting him marry my daughter.
I understand, your majesty.
Long live the king.
You may come forward, lad.
May the king live forever.
Obviously, I wouldn't if you were my enemy. Tell me, whose son are you, young man?
I'm David, the son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, your majesty.
Why, are you the lad who used to come to the palace and play the harp for me?
Yes, your majesty.
Well, you're a brave young man, and have this day done a great service for me.
The God of Israel has done this, your majesty. He delivered the giant into my hands.
But such bravery must be rewarded. I'm going to make you my champion, head of my men of valor, my personal bodyguard.
Oh, thank you, your majesty. I shall serve my king to the very best of my ability.
David, son of Jesse, I shall have your father notified that henceforth you will be a permanent resident of my household. You shall live in the palace, an honored and respected member of the royal family. By the way, do you know my son, Jonathan?
No, your majesty, though I've heard of his valor at Michmash.
Yes, well, I'm sure you'll become fast friends. You're quite a bit alike. Jonathan, take David and help him clean up and find something fitting for him to wear for the triumphal march into the city.
There you are, David. You look more like a crown prince than I ever did. The robe, the sword, the bow, and even the girdle, they look like they were made especially for you.
Oh, but, Your Royal Highness, I can't wear your clothing.
Why not?
Well, because they're yours, Your Highness. You're the son of the king, the crown prince. Well, I'm nothing but a lowly shepherd. It seems out of place for me even to touch your royal clothing, much less wear it.
On the contrary, David, you're more deserving of royal robes than I am. For you had faith in God when my faith faltered. God has given you the victory which could have been mine if I'd not been afraid.
When we have God with us, there's no need to fear.
I know. With God, all things are possible. I wish my father, the king, would realize that. It seems he's completely forgotten about the living God of heaven. But you have taken God at his promises and brought deliverance to Israel. David, I know I'm going to love you, even as a brother.
And David went out and was successful wherever Saul sent him, so that Saul set him over the men of war. And this was good in the sight of all the people. Then, as the army was returning from battle, Saul's jealousy was aroused against David.
Open wide the gates! Saul, great and mighty and victorious, king of all Israel, and his army approaches!
Women were singing and saying.
Oh, yes, Your Majesty, I heard them.
What were they saying?
That you were... There's much noise, sire. One cannot be sure of what one heard.
They were singing that I slew thousands of Philistines, weren't they?
Well, I think so, yes, Your Majesty.
And that David slew tens of thousands.
It sounded something like that, Your Majesty.
They think more of David than they do me. What more can he have but the kingdom... He will try to take away my throne, but he won't. He won't. I'll see to that. Do you understand that, Abner? Not David nor anyone else shall be king. I am king, and I shall remain king. I and my posterity forever and ever.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Lackey.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I want music. Have David come in with his harp.
Yes, Your Majesty. I will bring him to you.
David hasn't the slightest idea that I hate him. He's just a youth, and yet he is loved by the people even more than I am. I'll make sure he doesn't steal my crown from me.
Long live the king! You sent for me, Your Majesty?
Yes, David. How is my champion this evening?
Well and happy, thank you.
You are a wise man, David, especially for one so young. Everything you do prospers, and the people love you. Even the soldiers and guards obey you with pleasure, and that is unusual. You yourself are valiant, fearless, and I might add, faultless, and of great ability. But I didn't send for you to chat, but to play your harp. I'm depressed, and your music seems to quiet my nerves.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Move closer, David. Over against this near wall.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Try to steal my throne, will you? Oh, I'm sorry, David. I don't know what happened to me. I certainly did not mean to try to hit you with the javelin. I just threw it for practice.
I understand, Your Majesty.
Lackey, retrieve the javelin for me.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Lackey.
Long live the king.
Perhaps, if it pleases Majesty, I'd better withdraw to my own apartment.
No, David, no. Stay. Play more music. I am still nervous and need the soothing effect of your music. Beautiful music. But he's not fooling me, not one bit. He is after my throne, but he's not going to get it. Instead, I'll pin him to the wall. David, come back! Come back! I didn't mean to hurl that javelin at you. Come back here and I...
You hate David, don't you, Saul? You do hate David. Why? I asked you a question, didn't you hear me?
I will or will not answer questions as I please.
But I am your wife, the queen.
And I am the king. I do as I please.
Why do you hate David? He's courteous and kind, handsome, a man of valor, and he's...
Hate him? You're right. I do hate him. He is trying to steal my throne.
Oh, what makes you think that?
Because the prophet Samuel told me that my kingdom would be taken and given to someone better.
And you think that that someone is David?
It is David. Look how he purposely wins the acclaim of the people. Why, they think more of him than they do me.
Maybe that's because he is a better man than you, like the prophet Samuel said.
Ah, I don't know why I even discuss such things with you. You're a woman and have not the understanding of such matters.
I understand you, Saul, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I think, even though you could have my head chopped off.
Such a pretty head. Not a chance. So go ahead, my queen.
Your standards of right and wrong are the low standards of popular applause.
Is that
so? You do everything for the one purpose of winning praise and self-exaltation. You allow your passions and impulses to control your judgment until you're plunged into a flurry of anger and passion.
Yes.
You have periods of rage when you would do anything, even take my life, to get your own way. From this frenzy, you pass into a state of despondency and self-contempt. And then remorse takes possession of your soul.
Perhaps you are right.
I've watched you, listened to you, analyzed you. I know I'm right.
Would you like to know the solution to the problem, then? How to make me peaceful as a lamb and docile as a deer?
Yes, I would.
Get rid of David.
Get rid of David?
He is the thorn in my side, the source of my troubles.
So that's why you threw your javelin at him.
Not once, but twice, and missed. Now I have another plan that won't fail.
What?
I am going to make him captain over 1,000 soldiers. As captain, he will be in the very center and thick of every battle. He's bound to be killed.
Saul.
Well, in the meantime, he is away from the palace and out of the eyes of the people. They will soon forget there ever was such a man, and I will again receive the acclaim and honor due me.
Holy Scripture says, Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. So Saul removed him from his presence and made him commander of 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people.
Do you hear that, my queen?
Yes, I hear it. Again, David has won a battle, and again he has managed to handle an impossible mission with wisdom and skill, winning the acclaim and love of the people. Your people.
How does he do it?
You know very well how he does it. The same as you used to. By trusting in the Lord and letting him guide and help.
I am the king. I do things on my own. That's why I am king.
Have it your own way.
I am. And my way is to be rid of David once and for all.
And what subtle scheme does my king have now?
I'll promise David he can marry Merab.
Merab? Our daughter? David marry her?
Yes.
I thought you hated David, and now you offer to let him become your son-in-law.
Upon one condition, my queen, one condition.
Oh, what is he to do now, fight another giant?
No, he is to conduct an immediate war against the Philistines. His reward, if he wins, will be my eldest daughter in marriage. If he loses, he is dead.
Father?
What do you want?
I want to talk about David.
David? What do you know about David?
I understand you promised him he could marry Merab.
Oh, yes.
Were you serious?
Serious about what?
Letting David marry Merab.
Let David marry your sister. Not in 100 years. That was a trap. And he fell for it. He's out there fighting with the Philistines. He'll be killed.
But he wasn't.
He wasn't what?
He wasn't killed. The battle is over.
The battle is over?
And he won it.
David won the battle against the Philistines?
Not only that, but he's on his way here to claim his bride.
Merab?
You promised he could marry her. Remember?
Yes, but he can't. I mean, I've already given Merab to someone else. To Adriel, the Maholathite. Now, what am I going to do?
Yes, I know. You could give me... I mean, let me become David's bride instead of Merab.
He will be furious, and so will... What did you say?
Let me marry David.
You marry David? Oh, yes, I've been told that you love David... Yes, things are going to work out fine. Just fine. Come forward, David, my son.
Long live the king.
I hear you were successful in your war against the Philistines.
Yes, your majesty. The Lord was with us and gave us victory.
Yes, yes. You are here to receive the reward?
Yes, your majesty.
As Mirab's father, I ask you, David, do you really love Mirab?
I scarcely know her, your majesty, except as one of the royal household. But I've been thinking about your offer of permitting me the honor of becoming her husband, your son-in-law. And, well, it's most gracious of you.
It would be an honor to be my son-in-law, a prince, wouldn't it?
A very great honor, your majesty.
And I have another daughter, you know. And also, David, my son, I am told she loves you.
Well, that's very flattering, your majesty, but I claim Mirab as my bride.
Well, as a matter of fact, David, I have already given Mirab in marriage to Adriel, the Maholathite.
I see. Well, it's all right, your majesty. Who am I that I should be son-in-law to the king?
But you shall be my son-in-law. I will give you Michael in marriage.
Marry Michael? No, your majesty.
She loves you, David, and I would consider it a privilege to accept you into the family as son-in-law and prince.
No, thank you, your majesty. And if it please his majesty, I shall withdraw and go about my duties.
Permission granted.
Long live the king. Long live the king.
Lackey.
Yes, your majesty?
Lackey, I want David to be my son-in-law.
He is a fine young man, your majesty.
He's nothing but a... Lackey, I want you to tell all my ministers and princes to whisper certain things in the ears of certain people who will tell them to David.
Yes, your majesty?
Have them say unto David that I, the king...
Know what I heard, David, sir?
No, what did you hear?
That the king likes you and wants you as his son-in-law, but you refused.
Well, he did promise me Mirab to wife, but in the meantime, he gave her to someone else.
No, I don't mean Mirab, but Michael. It seems that the king really likes you, and so do all the court officers and palace ministers. They all want you to marry Michael.
Well, he did say something about Michael, but I can't marry her. The dowry to marry a king's daughter would be far beyond what I can afford.
Now the servants of Saul said to the king,
Your Majesty, we told David that you think highly of him and that you would like him to become your son-in-law by marrying Michael.
Yes. What did he say?
Your Majesty, he said that he couldn't marry her because the dowry would be far more than he could pay to a king, since he himself is a poor man.
Yes, I see. Well, now, there is a way that we can work that out satisfactorily. Yes, very satisfactorily. Tell David that I, the king, desire no marriage present except that he go out and slay 100 Philistines that I may be avenged of mine enemies.
Now Saul thought to make David fall before the hand of the Philistines. And when his servants told David these words, it pleased David well to be the king's son-in-law.
Slain more than 100 Philistines, sir.
For King Saul asked for 100. We'll give him twice that many.
Yes, sir.
So continue the battle.
On, men! On!
Your Majesty, David, captain over your guards, wishes an audience.
He's back from fighting the Philistines?
Yes, sire.
He's not dead.
He's very much alive, Your Majesty.
What kind of success did he have against the Philistines?
He slew over 200 of them, sire.
Oh, and I asked for only 100.
He is awaiting an audience, your majesty.
Audience granted. Later. Keep him waiting a little longer. I want to consult with General Abner first.
As you wish, your majesty.
Abner.
Yes, your majesty.
The Lord seems to bless everything David does.
Yes, your majesty.
I send him out to battle, give him impossible missions, and he is victorious. I promised that he could marry Michael, so I can see no way out but to go ahead with the wedding.
Yes, Your Majesty.
But do you know what this means?
They will have a happy marriage, Your Majesty.
It means I hate David more than ever before. I despise him. You are my commander-in-chief. I leave the matter up to you. Watch David. At the first opportunity, see that he is killed. Accidentally, of course. You understand?
Yes, Your Majesty. David is to be killed. Accidentally.
Yes, and be quick about it, too.
And David married Michael. But Saul was David's enemy continually. Then the princes of the Philistines and David came out to battle, and David behaved himself more wisely than all the officers and ministers of Saul, and the people of Israel acclaimed David as their champion and hero.
I am Saul, king of Israel. You are my ministers, princes, generals, captains. Listen to my words and hearken, lest ye lose your heads. David, the son of Jesse, is plotting to take the throne of Israel away from me. I have definite proof of this. What a detestable thing to do, especially since it was I who took him in when he was a mere shepherd lad. I taught him to be a soldier, a general. I made him my son-in-law, and now he turns against me to steal away my crown. Do you think that is honest, fair, right? Of course you don't. And I think that each one of you is with me, on my side. Therefore, here and now, publicly, I command each and every one of you to kill David on sight. I want it clearly understood. David is to be killed. That is a command.
Father, isn't that a rather cruel...
Jonathan, I did not give you permission to talk.
I beg your majesty's pardon.
Pardon granted. You may retire, all of you. Just remember, David is to be killed.
David, you... I mean... I'm your friend, aren't I?
Oh, the best friend I have, Your Highness.
Well, my father plots your death.
What?
He's ordered every member of his court, even me, to slay you upon sight.
What have I done that he hates me so? What's eating his heart?
Envy, born of pride. My father, the king, has envied you ever since you slew Goliath, the giant. And that envy entertained in his heart all these years has led to hatred. And hatred to desire for revenge and murder.
Is there anything I can do?
Yes, David, my brother. Hide until I've had a chance to talk with my father. Sometime today I shall try to persuade him to spare your life. I'll see you in the morning.
All right, Jonathan. And may God's will be done.
Spare David's life? And why should I do that, Jonathan?
Father, has David ever said one word against you? Just one word. The fact is that David speaks highly of you at all times to all people. He has saved Israel and you from the Philistines. So why, Father, why do you seek his life? Why are you trying to kill an innocent man?
I don't know, son. I suppose the evil spirit gets a hold of me, and I just wanted David dead. But I see my mistake now, my sin. As the Lord liveth, David shall not be slain.
Then David can come here to the palace and be safe.
He shall once again be as my own son.
I know where he is, Father. I'll go get him, all right?
Surely, Jonathan, my son, and have him bring his harp. His music shall refresh me.
Oh, thank you, Father. I'll be right back.
Ah, that is beautiful music, David, my son. It does calm my nerves and brings peace to my heart. Play some more.
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Praise his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all the people.